You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Michael K. is on the radio today. And he ain't afraid to say. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K. Show. And boy, do we have things to talk about on this Monday, March 11th, 2024. Gerrit Cole's getting an MRI. Bryce Huss has left the Jets. Signed a $51 million free agent contract. But the big story is Saquon Barkley no longer a Giant. And to add insult to injury, he has signed a massive three-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles. He bet on himself. He won. It's guaranteed $25 million for the 3 years. So it's more than any of the other running backs are getting. It could, with incentives, get up to over $15 million a year. The Eagles are a team that does not hand out contracts like this to running backs. Howie Roseman has always been against it, and here he strikes, and he strikes early. And if Saquon was true to his word and went back to the Giants probably looked at this number and said, thanks, but no thanks. We're not going there for a running back. So kind of a staggering moment for the Giants, where their former number two pick in the draft has decided to go to the hated rival, the division rival, Philadelphia Eagles.
And I feel like the Giants are probably okay with this. If you look at how they've handled things, is that they did not give him the franchise tag because they didn't think he was worth $12 million. And if somebody was going to give it to him, then goodbye. So I'm sure that he went back to the Giants and said, would you be willing to do this? And the Giants said, absolutely not. There's other running backs that maybe aren't quite as good as you. But, you know, when you see Pollard sign for $8 million, when you see a lot of these running backs that are going to command way less than that, and the Giants are nowhere near close to winning the way Philadelphia is. After what the debacle of last year ended, Philadelphia need to make a splash. They believe they've got a chance to win a championship. So they're going to go for it. They might overpay for it because they feel like they're very close to a championship. The Giants are trying to build. So it stinks to have him gone. He's a really good kid. He's a really good player, a popular player. But when you see that kind of money, I think you can understand why you wouldn't go there. Now, what will the Giants do? How will they counter? That'll also determine how Giant fans feel about this. Because who is going to be their running back and how much are they going to pay for that running back?
Well, here are the numbers. 3 years, $37.75 million. Could be worth up to $46.75 million. $26 million fully guaranteed. Maximum average per year salary of $15.833 million. And that would be the second highest for running back in NFL history after Christian McCaffrey. So there you have it. 27 years old, and he makes the big move.
I got to tell you guys, I don't know. I'm not a Giants fan, but I am so curious about how Giants fans feel right now. I don't want to hear. Listen, everything Don just said is factually true. It can be completely true that the right decision is we're going to go ahead and pass here. We don't think it makes sense. Frankly, I'm sort of surprised at the Eagles for this being the move. They let DeAndre Swift go today. They keep Boston Scott. They add Saquon Barkley. I don't know that this was the thing they needed to do that kept them from a championship. But either way, I have been in the position of a player you love going and wearing that green. It is a putrid feeling as a fan.
Well, and it's not bad. Only do they hurt the Giants, but they hurt the Jets by signing Bryce Huff. 3 year, $51.1 million contract. This is a guy that the Jets developed.
Yeah.
He was not a first round draft pick, and he became their sack leader. And I guess they're betting on Will McDonald being a legitimate guy that's going to step in and be that Bryce Huff guy. But that's a tough one to lose, man.
No, it's tough, but it also shows you that there's money that they want to use someplace else. Now, obviously, if they use that money someplace else and it doesn't work, it's going to look really bad. But to Peter's point, if you're a Giant fan, and I'm a Giant fan, so I'm talking, forget about the salary cap, just having one of my favorite players, a guy that I really like, go. I kind of been expecting this. The thing, as much as I love Saquon, my attachment to players usually come with the success that that player gave my team. Like, Lawrence Taylor is my favorite player. Would he be my favorite player if the Giants went 3-13 every year that he was a Giant? I mean, I would like him, but would I have an attachment to him? So as much as I enjoyed Saquon Barkley and I'm going to miss him, you know, they've had one playoff season with him and one playoff win with him. They clearly need to build things around him. They don't have much of an offensive line. Am I going to give $15 million a year to a running back? And I've got problems with my offensive line. I don't know who my quarterback is, how much money I'm going to spend on my quarterback. I've got a safety that I got to figure out, either have to replace or give money to. So it's hard to not think about the money. And because of the money, which has always been something attached to this kid since he was taken second overall, I've been kind of bracing myself for this moment, Peter. This is not a Band-Aid that was ripped off. This has been gradually tearing at my wound for literally 3 years. We knew this day was going to come.
You didn't know it would be the Eagles, though. I mean, it is your number one rival.
This is the Yankees losing somebody to the Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, it's the exact same thing. It's 90 minutes away. It's a team you despise. You have so many bad memories, including your last playoff appearance with Saquon, getting smoked by that team. Now he joins that team. I hear you, but it's tough.
You know that, Peter, you know me a while now. I'm a ray of sunshine.
You really are.
So I'm going to give Giant fans a little ray of sunshine.
Yeah.
Who's the best running back in Giant history?
I mean, you want to go back to Frank Gifford?
No, even including Frank Gifford.
Including Frank Gifford. Tiki Barber.
Tiki Barber.
Probably Tiki, yeah.
Coming off an unbelievable year, retired, they won the Super Bowl the next year.
Well,
it's not a position that's going to dictate greatness.
Here's the problem with your analogy of a Yankee going to the Red Sox. There's something about baseball players. Don't you feel like in football, it's really difficult to get attached to a player? They come and go so frequently, they get injured. Like, a quarterback's a different situation. Like, a quarterback, if you get the right one, he could be your quarterback for 15 years. But it felt like 5 minutes ago, Tiki Barber was the Giants' best running back and the guy that you thought of when you think of running backs. But they also won Super Bowls with Jacobs, right? And you move on from him. And Bradshaw, you move on from him. You had Joe Morris. You had Rodney Hampton. It's very transient. It's not like baseball where these guys stick around for a decade and a half. Unless they're truly great Hall of Famers, or unless they play in a quarterback or a position where they're protected for a long time, it's hard to get attached to them the way you do hockey, basketball, and football, baseball. They move around so much, and it just felt like this day was inevitable. It stinks that he's an Eagle, but I'll tell you this, I'll have no problem rooting against him. I will have no problem rooting against Saquon Barkley as an Eagle.
But
you put that uniform on, more power to you, but I'm not going to root for you.
You do almost have to wonder, though, Don, why was he worth that for the Eagles but not to the Giants?
Because the Eagles are close.
But are they close? They fell off a cliff.
They fell off a cliff, but they went to the Super Bowl the year before. Everybody thought they were one of the best teams of football before they fell off a cliff. So they obviously think they've got the talent there. I don't know what's going on behind the scenes, but if they feel like they work that out, and good for Saquon, he's got a chance to maybe win a Super Bowl now, and that's obviously the decision that they made. Are the Giants anywhere close to where Philadelphia is right now?
I guess not, but you can't keep losing good players. Like, the Jets can't afford to lose Bryce Huff.
Well, if I've got to pay $15 million a year to the guy, and I've got no offensive line, I've got to figure out what I'm going to do at quarterback.
But no, I'm not saying they couldn't match this offer, but last year, you know, there was something on the table for a lot less than this, and the Giants said no.
Right, and he also said no to an offer, too.
Right, but I mean, there was something to be settled in the middle there. Well, same thing with the Jets with Huff. You know, they could have signed him to a longer-term deal when he wasn't a free agent last year. They elected not to, gave him $4 million, and now he got $17 million. So you develop the guy into a difference maker, and he's gone. And he's just 26.
Right. But unfortunately, after this season, which I don't think the Giants are going to be competing for a championship, he now turns the magical 27
right.
as a running back, which becomes an issue.
Saquon's, I'm talking about Huff, is 26. So, I mean. Just,
oh, Huff. Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking, honestly. I mean, that's somebody I think you try to build around.
Now, a couple of other, I mean, they're coming fast and furious. Kirk Cousins signs a 4-year deal with the Falcons, $45 million a year. So now the Vikings have a quarterback opening. You wonder, would the Bears ever trade within their own division with Justin Fields? So you don't know about that. Baker Mayfield signed a 3-year, about $40 million a year, rounding it off. He bet on himself, did great. And nobody has done better at getting paid than Kirk Cousins. No one.
Maybe in sports.
It's an art.
Ever.
It's just unbelievable the money he's made, and good for him. After watching him on that quarterback series, I love him.
It's crazy. He is good enough to be wanted, but not wanted enough to commit long term to. Right? Like, it always seems like you're looking to get out. Now, obviously, the Falcons may look to get out because I think this will probably be his last, like, legitimately long contract. He's got a 4-year deal. At the end of these 4 years, he's going to be, 39 years old?
Yeah.
But, right, like, yeah, he's good enough. I want to give him a ton of money, but yet it's not that eye-popping that I want to commit to this guy and have him be my quarterback for the next, dozen years. Seems like he does bounce around a little bit, but other than this year, he's been managed to stay healthy. You look at the numbers, and they're very good. Not elite, but consistent enough. And that Falcon team must think they're a quarterback away. It's a very winnable division. It's funny how the South has changed a bit, Peter. You look at the AFC South, Jacksonville's a legit playoff team. Houston showed you they're legit. And now you look at the South and the NFC. Falcons go out and get themselves a really good quarterback. The Buccaneers have been the perennial playoff team out of that division. Maybe the South isn't something we make fun of anymore, at least from football.
Now, the Bengals wide receiver T. Higgins, who was franchised, he's requested a trade. So everybody thinks, well, he's going to get traded. Well, if I'm the Bengals, I'm not trading him. It's another example of a player who signed a basic agreement, agreed to a basic agreement where there's a franchise tag. And then when you get hit with the franchise tag, you demand to be traded.
But I don't think Cincinnati's going to want to trade him
away.
They
shouldn't.
You lost your quarterback last year and lost your season. You get your quarterback back. He's your best wide receiver. Why would they accommodate him?
They shouldn't. A lot of people, like Jet fans, they should get him. You know what it would take to get him? Gabe Davis, wide receiver, 3-year, $39 million deal with the Jaguars. Includes $11 million at signing. So, again, it is fast and furious right now. We'll try to keep up with all of it. It's so funny. We start texting each other, maybe about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning about, what we might possibly open with. And for a time there, the Knicks with an awful loss yesterday. We'll get into that a little bit later on. And then the slam dunk open before Saquon Barkley signed was Gerrit Cole undergoing an MRI because his elbow is not recovering. His elbow feels after, when he pitches after 100 pitches in a game. And he's getting an MRI.
Doesn't feel good at all.
And what I've always said is, you don't put somebody in an MRI tube unless it's serious. They do everything else possible before giving you an MRI. So getting an MRI, don't know what's going to be seen, don't know what's going to be done, but it doesn't have a good feeling to it. And to make matters worse, and this piggybacks on something that Peter said last week, every New York star is getting hurt. So now Aaron Judge got 2 at-bats in yesterday's game when all the other regulars got 3. He's not going to play. He didn't play today. He's not going to play again until Wednesday. And that makes me have some pause, too. But the Cole thing just has a whole Aaron Rodgers feel to it. I'm not going to sit here. I refuse to do it. You would not respect me if I did. If they lose Gerrit Cole, it has the same effect as the Jets losing Aaron Rodgers after 4 plays. I'm sorry, it does. Everything is built around Cole, Judge, and Soto. And if you take one of them out of the equation, it becomes exponentially hard to get into the playoffs. So if you have lost Cole for any long period of time, I don't want to be an alarmist, but I think we'd all agree, if he's going into an MRI tube on March 11th, probably not pitching the opener against the Astros. If you lose Cole for the entire season, I think you'd be battling mightily to get a playoff spot. Forget about winning the East.
And that would be if you signed Snell.
Right.
Which I don't even know if they would. I guess he's close to signing with the Angels, but maybe this will perk his interest to maybe not say yes to the Angels and see what the Yankees might offer.
Well, the fact that it looked like it was a done deal with the Angels hasn't been announced. Remember who Gerrit Cole's agent is. Scott Boras,
right?
Who's Snell's agent? So Boras knows exactly what's going on.
I know he's coming off. I know he's coming off a Cy Young, but Snell is not Cole.
No,
he's not going to give you the innings of Cole. Yeah, you're going to have to replace him. So he's still a very good pitcher. Don't get me wrong, but Cole's a difference maker. There's only a handful. I cannot count on one hand the people, the pitchers that are in Gerrit Cole's room. Can you?
You mean how many?
Like
the
Peter's
same,
table.
Mean
like, table.
Who's at the table?
Yeah, if you put it at the table, is there more than like three, well, four guys? Them, I don't think there's five.
I mean, in the last couple of years, a couple have fallen off.
Right.
The people DeGrom's who seem to be there are now not there.
Verlander would have been there. Ohtani would have been there. You know,
it's kind of
at
a table by himself.
He might be sitting alone at a table. I mean, he's that great.
I mean, he's great enough that you can argue he's literally a hair behind Judge for best player on the team.
But the thing is, I'm sure there will be people on social media, and Boras probably himself would throw numbers at me. But it's the innings. Like, I have no problem if you needed Cole to go out there and give you eight innings because your bullpen is spent, and you feel good about getting that. Who else do you feel good about that?
You know, I'm wondering, because you know the old saying, desperate times call for desperate measures. Do they investigate Bauer, who pitched the other day against the Dodger minor leaguers for that Taiwanese team? He threw 99 miles an hour.
I understand.
And listen, nobody has touched him yet, but desperate teams do desperate things.
I am not trying to say that they were right not to offer him any money, to not offer him a contract.
Right.
But what was been suggested is it's too bad a move. He's too bad a guy. The things he was accused of were just too heinous to bring him on. Oh, we lose Gerrit Cole, now it's okay?
Like, yeah, it's a bad
look.
Doesn't
it feel like... Everybody, pitching is such a hot commodity. He's willing to pitch for the league minimum. 30 teams all say, I'm good. Even when they're not good, they say, we're good.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, now you can hold your nose? Like, if it's that bad.
It's bad.
It's bad. It's
what
that
does it matter?
Bad. 30 teams, no. You lose Gerrit Cole and you sign him. You're the team that signed. Well, that's. Well, how bad was it? Was it really that bad? It's crazy. Like, to say. I understand these teams, they hold their nose all the time. Michael, pitching is nowhere to be found. And you can get him for the league minimum, and everybody says no. So how does somebody all of a sudden now say yes?
As we always use this word, be an awful optic. You have another signing there, I think. Well, I saw this earlier.
Just as Saquon leaves, the Giants have decided, Don, to bolster their offensive line. They will take John Runyon from the Packers on a 3-year, $30 million contract.
Not nobody.
No, started at guard for 4 years, over 50 games started with the Packers.
They've got to bolster that line. So,
yeah, whether it's Saquon or someone else, they need help.
All right, so we got a lot to do today. We'll also have a little fun. Steve Sharippa is going to come in at 4:00.
He's close to being the fourth member of the show.
You think so,
Sharippa?
Yeah,
he's a friend of the show.
Well, there you go. Well, he'll be more of a friend when he steps in here at 4:00. Let's go to the phones. A lot of people want to talk about a lot of things. Bob in Sacramento. Bob, why don't you start it off?
Hi.
Hello.
Eighth time, long time, guys. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call so quickly. I'm going to say why I'm angry about Barkley.
Okay.
I want to articulate this the best I can. It's all because, I know you guys are going to get upset, because of the Daniel Jones travesty. Giving that guy the money put everything behind. That sent this team three years back. I mean, they should have just given Saquon his contract, let him stay. Now, he goes with the Eagles. That's bad enough. But I think the Giants are cheap, man. I think, what is this GM doing that he has shown that he is a good GM?
So you think Saquon's worth $15 million a year? Or how much?
I did not say that. They could have got him for a lot less, but they gave Daniel Jones the money. Daniel Jones is a pariah on the New York Giants. And you watch. if he's still with the team when they play, I feel sorry for that guy, because the fans are just going to be on him like a fly on doo-doo, and it's not going to be good. He ruined this team. Gettleman's choices have ruined this team, and we're paying for it still. And that's how
I think what you're saying is legitimate. Gettleman put them in cap hell, and Shane, I don't know why it's taking this long, is still trying to climb out from under it, but he did get another $35 million to play with, as most all NFL teams did. I think the point that he's making that I agree with, you could have gotten him for $12 million a year last year. You could have given him a $36 million three-year deal with $23 guaranteed. But you know what? To Shane's credit, he doesn't pick a running back.
That's where the rub is. The only attachment to Jones is who to give the franchise tag to last year.
Right.
That's the only time I really felt that they were holding hands. Since then, it's two separate issues. All right, Jones, I agree, it's been a disaster with that contract. But they didn't give him 12 last year. They don't think he's worth $12 million a year. Now, you could disagree with that if you want, but that's the difference. They could have had him for $12 million. Didn't want him for $12 million. And now he goes signs for $15 million. It kind of worked out for everybody. Giants didn't have to give him the $12 million because they didn't think he was worth it. Philadelphia gave him $15 million. So it worked out for Saquon. He's getting way more money. He's got a better chance to win a championship. Good luck to Saquon. But the Giants didn't want to give him 12.
Right.
And I'm not mad at them for that. They haven't won with him. He's banged up. And they don't think a running back is worth that much money. Is it that awful? You might disagree with it, but is it that crazy? I don't think it's being cheap. They're also out of cap hell now, Michael. I think he's made the shrewd moves. They've got that additional $35 million. I don't think they're really in cap hell anymore.
They're not in cap shape.
It's going to get better. Certainly will get better after next year when they get the Jones $40 million off the books. But is it that awful a thought to think that Saquon Barkley's not worth $12 million?
No, I think most of football doesn't think a running back is worth that. The Eagles have long held firm that they don't give multi-year contracts to running back. It's a little odd they did this for Barkley. So the Eagles think it, the Giants don't. But most teams in the NFL don't think it either. And by the way, we didn't even mention this yet. Russell Wilson goes with the Steelers.
Yes.
$1.2 million, it's a great move for them.
Oh, yeah, it's genius.
I mean, unbelievable. The tiny hands could sit behind him.
I mean, we don't have to always call them tiny hands.
Well, that's pretty much it.
No, I think we're really the only show that harps on that.
Didn't the NFL Combine harp on it?
Yeah, but I
don't... Well, you're almost mocking the idea that it was said more than the reality.
Right. The only person
Thank you.
That refers to him as tiny hands is you.
Yeah.
No, that's fine. You can own it. But don't when you're challenged on it, go like, whoa, what the comp? We know where it comes from.
From the Combine.
But why do you believe 2 years later?
As Peter said, I'm mocking the whole idea.
It's deep.
But it comes across as mocking him, though, which is a shame.
Yeah, you know what? You run with it whichever way you like, Don. Let's go to Aiden in Indiana. Aiden.
Hello?
Hello, Aiden.
Hey, Michael, Don, Peter, how you guys doing?
Good, you?
Good. So I'm a big Yankees fan. I just really wanted to say, like, what is going on each and every year with these injuries? It seems like half the team is almost hurt. Going back to 2019, a lot of people don't realize this. Judge has been injured in 4 of the 8 seasons he's played. Stan's injured every year. You have Rodon last year. If Cole's gone, what are they going to do?
They're going to sign Snell, probably.
I don't know if they'll sign Snell, because, again, if you sign Snell, that's a $60 million commitment, not a $30 million, because you're at 110%
tax. What
about
Montgomery?
Montgomery would be 25, so that would be 50.
Yeah, you're not exactly bargaining from strength.
Yeah, you're not. I don't think they have enough without Cole. I'm being very honest with all of you.
No, I don't.
I just don't think they have enough.
Did they have enough with Cole?
Right, and then if you throw into the fray, well, there's something wrong with Judge. Game over.
You could put lipstick
on whatever pig you want. Game would be over. So you have to cross your fingers so tightly that both of these guys are okay.
Well, you know what? I need to issue an apology to Peter.
Why?
Because I kind of disregarded his whole curse of the New York sports landscape with the injuries. I kind of laughed at it a little bit. Thought maybe he was a little over his skis.
Just a little bit.
I offended him a little bit.
I was over. I should have just listened to you from the get-go. I could have been on board. I could have supported you.
Could have been early.
And I'm sorry.
It's okay. I didn't want to be right. I didn't know that since then I'd be proven right multiple times.
Jacob Trouba's out 2 to 3 weeks. It's really amazing. If I'm the Islanders, I'm walking around in bubble wrap right now. Yeah, they've won six in a row. Who are they going to bump into in L.A. to get hurt? It's ridiculous. Did anybody get hurt in the Red Bulls game on Saturday? I didn't see.
No, we don't see any red velvet cake either. We'll get to that in a moment.
I was told by Peter, it's 3 days later.
You said we said it'll be
so
no
good. Unless
you refrigerated it, but I don't trust you to do that.
Why would I leave it out? I put it right in the refrigerator after it was displayed on the show.
How was it?
You didn't do that with the chicken soup that Nancy made.
It was an accident.
Well, why wouldn't you make the same accident with
so
something that doesn't matter?
You think that I would bring in?
Yeah, you would.
Red velvet cake that's been out since Friday.
Yeah, I could see you doing that.
And feed it to you.
Maybe. You'd love to see us writhing in pain. Wow. 70 goes up to 100 then.
New York Post cover. Fly, Saquon, fly.
Well, to hit a home run, everything needs to line up perfectly. No different than finding the person you want to marry. When the time comes to propose, do what I did. Visit the engagement experts at London Jewelers. They'll make shopping for a ring easy and help you hit it out of the park. Let them help you pick or design the perfect ring to fit any budget from their 2 by London collection. London Jewelers is committed to getting it just right. So visit London Jewelers today at any of their 7 locations, including the Americana Mall and the Mall at Short Hills. Please mention I told you to stop by. You'll get the Michael K. treatment.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, just to give you a little more clarity with what's happening with Judge, Boone is saying he's mid-spring training beat up. That's a quote.
Okay. We are mid-spring training, no?
Yeah, but I don't remember any players being mid-spring training beat up that they can't even take BP.
No, I don't mean this disrespectfully, but baseball sometimes loves to make up these phrases, and they feel like they've been around forever, but they're just made up. Hmm. Well, who says you're mid-spring training beat up? Is that a thing? Or is that just something you say my player's hurt, I don't want to get my fan base worried, so I'm going to come up with a phrase? Like, Mendoza said ups. I'm sorry. I can't get on board with ups. We had 4 ups. Stop. It's like they're talking another language.
Have been saying that for years.
I know. Well, that's where he got it from.
Right.
But you know, it's like baseball's got its own language, and it's all just made up. It's like pig Latin.
1-800-919-3776. What a day. What a day.
It is really an amazing day. You would feel bad if you were off today. Like if there was a Yankee day game.
Like there is now.
And you were off.
So this is just a radio vehicle right now. Rucco's doing the game.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, Rucco and Todd Frazier.
I'll be there Wednesday.
I know, in the booth.
All set up with the facility.
And you'll be able to see if Judge is taking BP, because that's the day he's supposed to return to the lineup.
All right. I'll be able to give you, should be able to give you some blow-by-blow, right?
Why not? By the time you get on, he'll be out of the game.
Yo, by 3?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't want to, what are they, 2 spindles. I think that's what they call, when you're practicing with the donut, at baseball, they call it spindles. You don't want to have too many spindles.
I never heard that.
I just made it up. But you know what? If I were Aaron Boone and I said that, let's just say practice swings when you're warming up.
Spindle.
Just call it a spindle. Like, why'd you pull Bregugge out of the game after the fifth inning? It's just because he was in the, on the undeck circle, and I got his spindles. There were just too many spindles.
You think it's better than tee and toss? Tee and toss is another one they use a lot. Like you put in a tee or you just toss it to him. All right.
I'm going to tell you, I hate to tell you what that sounds like.
Barkley signed with the Eagles. Runyon has signed with the Giants. Kirk Cousins has signed with the Falcons. Yesterday, Russell Wilson signs with the Steelers. Bryce Huff signs with the Eagles, leads the Jets. This is the best thing to ever happen to the Knicks, so we cannot concentrate on how pathetic that loss was. And please, I know they're hurt. I know they're hurt, okay? They are not hurt to the level of Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. You got to beat the Sixers.
Stop it.
Especially after what you did, and you slapped around the Magic. You just every time they win a game, they kind of like even it out by losing the game they shouldn't. And now they're going to play the Sixers again tomorrow, but the Sixers are going to have Tyrese Maxey back tomorrow. So that's not a good loss by the Knicks. That's awful. Awful.
I just get
not what you want.
But I'm glad you said that. I just get a little tired of, well, Don, they're hurt. Leave them alone. Well, then let's not talk about them then, because that means they're going to lose every game that they play, right?
So they're only supposed to get kudos when they battle through being hurt. But when you lay an egg and score 73 points, the fewest points allowed are scored by a team in the NBA this year. That's okay. No, it's not. You can't lose that game. And one other thing that I've noticed about the Knicks, and it changes a little if and when they get back, Julius, if they're not hot from three, they're going to lose. If everybody's cold from three, they're going to lose, no matter how they play defensively. Because you know what? Giving up 78, 79 points to the Sixers, that's a game you have to win. So if you can't hit from three, they're an anemic team. They don't do enough inside. Everything is built on the three, as most NBA teams are.
Lowest scoring game of the season.
And they had just held Orlando to the lowest scoring game of the season.
Mm. But see, they keep doing that. They keep having these impressive wins. They get wiped away by miserable losses in the next game.
Right.
You got nothing out of the Cleveland game for what happened in the next game that they lost to Atlanta. And then you get nothing out of the Orlando game. They killed Orlando, Michael. They beat them.
Yep.
They were up by like 20 points like right out of the box. And then you give it right back again. And I know they beat the Celtics, but that Cleveland win hasn't aged well. Without Donovan Mitchell, they've already lost to the Nets, who were reeling. Boy, the Nets needed that one.
You know, they lose games they shouldn't lose. I'm so disgusted with
lost
everything.
Lost to the Pistons.
Pistons.
I know the Knicks almost lost to them, but still.
Let's go to Billy in Massapequa.
Hey, Billy.
Hey, gentlemen. Before I get to my Barkley point, I just want to say to Don, I'm glad the Rangers did not mortgage the future. And I think they did a good job at the trade deadline.
And I thought both played well on Saturday. I know Wenberg's the only one with a point, but Roslovic looked very good on that top line. I like the way Wenberg played. And I think we're going to get a chance to see Ruedel possibly tonight. We'll see. So good stuff from them.
I just don't think Barkley was worth the money. I think he's a very good player, guys, but he got great money. He's going to a much better team. I don't think he moves the needle for the Giants like he will for the Eagles. So, I mean, I don't like him going to the Eagles, but I just don't think we're a couple years away with number 26 or without number 26.
Fair.
What do you guys think?
Well, they're not close, but again, so they don't value running backs the way the Eagles do and the way most of the NFL does. This running back.
No, there's other running backs, so I don't know who they're going to go out and get. But if they end up signing a really good running back for a lot less, and they've already been able to use money to help with the offensive line, guys, you're not going anywhere without a good without a good offensive line. You heard Jordan Ron on when he had him last week. What are they going to do with all this extra money? Offensive line. You see what they're trying to do.
Let's go to James in New Jersey. James.
John, Don. See, I can't even say your name because of how upset I am, Don. You said it worked out for both sides, but as a Giants fan, this did not work out for both sides. I was happy to see him go anywhere. Go to Houston, go to Carolina, I don't care. Go anywhere, but two places. One is Dallas, obviously, and the other, everyone knows what it is. and he picked the other. So, Don, I don't understand how you could even try and spin it. I get it. He didn't take the contract last year. If he took the contract last year, it would have been that bad. This is god-awful. I wish the worst. He is literally – this is as bad as Jacob deGrom going to the Rangers after talking all that smack about the Mets. I wish him injury.
I don't want to listen to anybody. That's where you lose me. Listen, he's a good kid. But I'm not paying him $15 million to avoid him going to Philadelphia. I'm just saying the Giants didn't want him. They move on. We'll see if they get somebody cheaper. And he gets $15 million a year. Yeah, I don't like him playing for the Eagles. But, guys, let's not make it seem like the Eagles have landed, like, this amazing final piece. I mean, that's a lot of money to pay the kid. And if he ends up getting hurt, they could be in a world of hurt from a salary cap standpoint, right? You're paying them that much money, a lot of money guaranteed. So is that contract going to age well if they don't win right away? Or is he going to be a cap casualty and they're going to be trying to move him before it's all
said
and
done? And I never looked at the Eagles as, you know, they're running back short. I mean, I know Boston Scott destroys the Giants whenever they play him.
Yeah, but he's a nice running back. But I'm with you. I mean, Peter said it earlier. It just seems odd, but obviously they feel like he's the missing piece. We'll see.
Yeah, it's just
I hate
strange.
The Eagles. I don't like it. I don't like Saquon being gone either. But when I see the money that they paid him, that's a lot. It's a lot guaranteed. And you look at the running backs, the second highest paid running back in the history of football. But, you know, San Francisco was in a similar situation, right, Peter, when they got McCaffrey. They felt like he was the missing piece. The Eagles feel like he's a missing piece. We're going to find out whether it works
what
out.
What I really want to know is what the Giants offered Saquon last year that he wouldn't accept. That's what I'm curious about. Could this have all been settled? Could there have been a world in which they got him for, like, 11?
It's not a popular take, but I think everything... And you know, even Ronan said it when we had him on the other day, they couldn't have picked up the fifth-year option because he was coming off an injury. They knew exactly how injured he was. It would have been a small gamble to pick up the fifth-year option on Daniel Jones, and then you wouldn't be in the situation. You wouldn't be in the situation.
But I don't, you know, I don't know if they would have even franchised him anyway.
Like, no. Fifth-year option.
A fifth-year option for Jones that would have freed up the franchise tag. I don't even know if they would have used the franchise tag on Barkley then.
Did use a franchise tag on him.
Here's how I... Right. I mean, ultimately. But I feel like whenever you hear the Giants were interested, I think without coming from Mara, I don't think Shane ever wanted Barkley to be here. He didn't draft him. He doesn't obviously value him. But doesn't it feel like all the talk, we'd like to have him back, the contract offers that were refused by Barkley? I think that was coming from Mara.
Let's go to Philip in Brooklyn.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm 63 years old. I've seen all four Giants Super Bowls. I was a Cowboy fan early, you know, in my life. But right now, I know football's a business, and you're not supposed to get – I don't get caught up with players and – transfer teams, you know, based on the players. But as a Giants fan, right now, not only do I feel, am I angry, but I also feel embarrassed as a Giants fan. I have no idea what this organization is doing. I mean, no running game right now, no receivers, no quarterback. I mean, what direction is this team going in?
Well, they're trying to build an offensive line, man.
How many years have they been doing that?
Well, I know. Well, I mean, it's only this regime's third draft. So you were a Cowboy fan, now you're a Giant fan?
I was a Cowboy fan in my early years, back when the Steelers, the Steel Curtain, and all that kind of stuff. But once the team got Lawrence Taylor, you know, then I became like a Giants fan. But I've been a Giants fan, ever since, all four Super Bowls. You know, but this organization right now, I have no idea what direction they're going in.
Well,
how many more years are they going to be rebuilding?
So how does Saquon help that? Committing to him like for every, 3 years.
I'll tell you how, because it seems like the good players that we have, they don't want to keep. The guys that help you win, the guys that do things the right way. But the guys who are just mediocre, they want to keep.
But what good is a great running back when you don't know who your quarterback is and you have no offensive line? And by the way, Jordan Schultz is reporting that Saquon Barkley's decision came down to the Bears, Texans, and Eagles. The Giants never made an offer to retain Barkley.
Wow.
So they knew that he was going to ask for way more and the Giants weren't going to pay it, and the Texans obviously were, and the Eagles were, and the Bears possibly were. So he was gone. But you see what I'm saying, guys? All right, so I've got Saquon Barkley, and he's a great running back, but if I got no offensive line, if there's questions at quarterback, then aren't I wasting having this great kid and this great running back? If the Giants were close, guys, I'd say you got to figure out a way to retain him. That's why Philadelphia gave him the money that he was looking for. But honestly, all right, I got Saquon Barkley. Now what? Got to replenish this offensive line. I might have to look for another safety. I might have to pay for a quarterback in free agency if I don't get what I need in the draft. And then eventually, if the quarterback is any good, down the road, I'm going to have to pay him. You don't know what they're doing. Come on, you're telling me you don't... You might not agree with it, Michael, but you're telling me you don't know what they're doing?
Well,
You might not agree with it, but you clearly know what they're doing.
No. Well, I mean, they're obviously rebooting, but I don't know what their vision is. I unless I see who their quarterback is, I don't know what their vision is.
That is true. You can't exactly know.
It's hard to... Unless they pick... Are they trading up? Are they getting one of the big three? Are they getting McCarthy?
Then if you tell me they're starting over again, they're going to move up and draft a quarterback and start from the very beginning, then I have more of an idea. But if they bolster the offensive line, keep Daniel Jones, but got rid of Saquon, I could see how that would be confusing
to people.
But I don't
know if it's all going to play itself out this year, but I would assume they're going to be in on trying to draft a quarterback. So you're going to need money to replenish the things that you need. The Giants are not one or two pieces away. Even if they found the quarterback, are they a contender? Where are their wide receivers? Where's their offensive line? There's a lot that they have to replenish here, guys, and having a great Saquon Barkley, if I can save myself a few million dollars to put it someplace else that's really going to help, and I can replace him at a lot cheaper, let's see what they do. But I think clearly the plan was, I'm not paying more money than I think somebody's worth.
Eric in State College. Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, bad line. Yeah, sorry, Eric. Line. Let's go to Ken in Connecticut. Ken.
Hey, guys, I just want to say, the caller before this one that got hung up, did he say that he became a Giants fan when Lawrence Taylor got drafted and he was 67 years old?
Yeah. Listen, he was embarrassed. He said he's embarrassed by the Giants. He should be embarrassed. He was a Cowboy fan, and then when the Cowboys got lousy and the Giants got good, he became a Giant fan. So stop it, all right? We don't care about it.
We know who you are.
Yeah, we know. We could see it.
Okay, I was doing mental math in my head. I'm like, well, I'm not that smart. So thanks for confirming. I'm not a Giants fan, but I have to say, Giants fans, if you are in the faction of being upset about Saquon Barkley, I get it. However, get your box of Kleenex, throw it against the wall, and then set it on fire. Because if you're just going to look at elite running backs right now in the league, you're essentially looking at one. Look what McCaffrey did in Carolina. Put up great numbers, nothing much. Even when he goes to the 49ers, yeah, they make it to the Super Bowl, but it doesn't guarantee anything. If running backs are devalued, as that's been the conversation over the last however many number of years, then guess what? The Giants did the exact right thing. I don't want to say you dodged a bullet, but you made the right choice.
But here's one thing that I was saying. By the way, welcome to Yes. They just joined us after the Yankee game. Philadelphia is a pretty smart organization. They thought he was worth that money. Now, I understand what Don's saying. Philadelphia is a team that's built to win a Super Bowl. Giants aren't. But did the Giants mishandle this earlier when they could have signed him for $11 million a year for 3 years? I don't think they made the mistake today, Don. I think they might have made a mistake earlier, the way they handled
it. But I don't know how much they think he's worth. They weren't giving him the franchise tag.
They
at
must
12.
Not think he's that good.
Or
he's not worth.
They believe they can get someone similar for $8, $9 million
right,
a year.
Right.
Now, we'll see if that turns out to be the case or not. Well, ultimately, they'll be proven right or wrong. Saquon Barkley rushes for 2,000 yards. Eagles win the championship, and the Giants sign some running back who gets hurt in week two. Then they're going to look like they got egg all over their face. But I can't kill a franchise for not wanting to overpay for somebody. This isn't baseball where you have the ability, or even basketball, where you have the ability to sign players you drafted to a little bit more money. They are looking at this strictly as a business. And Joe Shane did not draft Saquon Barkley. So he feels no emotional attachment to him other than he's just another player. And if I can do better meaning get someone similar at less money, that's exactly what I'm going to do.
Hey, spring training isn't just for baseball players. It's time for you to get into shape and ready for the warm weather. For over a decade, NJ Diet has helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva, along with scans, to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then, NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat, not just losing water, and you even get Dr. T's personal email and phone number. Locations close by are available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. Get ready for spring with njdiet.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Rough day for New York at this point. It's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. A night of hockey on 98.7. Rangers hosted Devils with coverage immediately following us, leading right into Islanders-Kings coverage out west at 10. Islanders refuse to lose, by the way. Refuse to lose. That's game time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. Saquon Barkley signs with the Eagles. Garrett Cole's getting an MRI. Bryce Huff signs with the Eagles. John Runyon signs with the Giants. A lot of things going on. Kirk Cousins, you like that? $180 million.
He likes that.
Coming off an Achilles injury at the age of 35. That's how much quarterbacks are worth right now. So just amazing stuff going on. We're trying to cover it all. And we'll go back to your phone calls. Let's go to Blanderson Hooper. What's up, Blanderson?
Big fan. Big fan of the Blanderson.
How's it going, guys? How are you?
I enjoyed your social media post over the weekend.
What was it?
I appreciate that.
Just the back and forth with him and who was involved, his friend, mom. Your mom. It was
my mom.
It's all.
Oh, yeah, yes. Oh, the your mom's conversation. That was fantastic.
Yes. It just kind of happened naturally. Obviously, my mom is not a fan of the show.
Sad. That's unfortunate.
My brother and I have been listening since the 50s.
Wow.
And
how old is your mom, Blanderson?
She just turned, 71.
That's usually 71. Right in our wheelhouse.
Yeah, well, I guess she maybe she listens to the other station. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm
no.
not sure. But yeah, it just happened organically. My brother used Family of Jace. I used Repug. And from there, it just snowballed.
Well, we're glad we poisoned you.
Yeah. She actually came over for dinner that night, and she was like, "What?" The first thing out of her mouth was, "What the hell were you two talking about before?"
Well, I mean, listen, we got to get her on board. I mean, what's going on here?
We should actually get an English to Keisho dictionary out there.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah. An entire thing would be fun.
Yeah, and if you looked at the comments, there are a lot of people throwing things out there that we should have used that we just completely didn't think of in the moment. So, but about Saquon, I'm sad to see him go. It stinks that he's going to the Eagles, but honestly, you could find somebody to be just as productive as he was in the fourth or fifth round. I think the NFL has shown you. I mean, there's a reason why the position has become as devalued as it has. You can find a running back anywhere. Yeah, I get it. You know, he's a homegrown guy, and it would have been nice to keep him. But for that kind of money, you could use it on somebody else, and you could always find somebody else who could give you that kind of production. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I would agree with you, but the Eagles don't feel like that.
And, they're a much better team than the Giants.
Right. I mean, historically, I think that's part of the reason why.
If you knew you weren't going to have this guy, right? If you knew you weren't going to sign him, and you just didn't see the value, why didn't you trade him? Why didn't you trade? Is that ordered by Mara not to trade him?
It might have been
at the trade deadline. It made sense to trade him.
Yeah. Well, unless they were believing in some kind of Fugazi run at the end of the season to try to get in. That's the one. I will defend the Giants on this, but the one area where I'll say if they really didn't believe in him. And they had no intention of signing him. Why didn't you trade for him? Wouldn't anything be better? Even if it was a seventh round pick, isn't it better than nothing? But I just wonder if John Mara said no. And if that's the case, that's not a good thing either. Because I thought one of the reasons you went outside the organization to bring in Shane and Dable was that it was going to be not having John's heart get in the way of very difficult decisions. And if John vetoed some sort of a deal, I think he damaged the franchise because now he's gone to a division rival and maybe you could have traded him someplace else, picked up, I don't know what they would have picked up, third, fourth round pick or whatever, something that obviously has value. And maybe he would have fell in love with the team you traded him to and re-signed with them and not to Philadelphia. Like, so I have to think from a consistency standpoint, Michael, that it was probably Mara that vetoed it, because wouldn't have Shane traded him?
No, that's a bad job done by Mara, because you're tying the hands of your GM. Time now for the tournament update brought to you by Schweppes. The Big East tournament kicks off Wednesday at MSG. 8th-seeded Butler takes on 9th-seeded Xavier, followed by the Ed Cooley Bowl. 7th-seeded Providence, his former team, against 10th-seeded Georgetown, and finally number 6 Villanova against number 11 DePaul. That was the tournament update presented by Schweppes. Schweppes offers above-the-rim refreshment and is proud to sponsor the Big East Conference. Enjoy the madness and take a break from the hoops action with a Schweppes seltzer or Schweppes ginger ale.
Does it bother you the way it bothers me?
What?
When you're rattling off those schools and calling it the Big East?
No.
I hate it.
Still have Georgetown and Villanova.
I know, but you're throwing out DePaul.
Providence.
Creighton.
Relax.
No, it's bad. Stop.
Louis's
100, literally. John Thompson's no longer with us. Jim Boeheim's in the ESPN. Well, it's not. Things evolve, Don.
But things can evolve, not to the point where geography doesn't matter.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, I mean, Red Auerbach is dead, but the Celtics are still in the East. I mean,
right?
It doesn't. It's an absolute joke. It's ruined college basketball, in my opinion. It's taken someone like me, who should still be an active fan. I got nothing, man.
Yeah, you
got
to give me that. That was
he honestly checked out.
I'm not checking out.
No, in that moment, you were checked out.
Yeah, you had to be. Because you defended the defenseless
it's an indefensible.
Well, I believe that the Big East has done the best it could with everybody like scurrying to other conferences.
Well, but given that the whole thing's a joke.
Yeah.
You're defending them relative to the whole thing being bad.
Yeah.
But the whole thing's bad.
Well, it's not like when they used to, Louis and John Thompson in the Garden in front of it's not that anymore, but it's better than it could have been.
I know,
but they could have dissolved.
Right, but it didn't end then. I mean, we still had reasonable conference battles going all the way into the early 2000s where it was me. I mean, the Syracuse Orangemen of Carmelo Anthony's ilk were still a real thing.
I mean, it's dead. They're not in the Big East. Syracuse isn't there. There's no one. It's literally just Georgetown. Georgetown's the conference? I mean, all due respect.
Where's Marquette in Wisconsin?
Okay, but St. John's hasn't been... Can I be honest, guys? Is anyone... St. John's hasn't been relevant for 30 years. I mean, when I was in college was when St. John's was, I feel like, last really competitive. So you're talking about in terms of... And by the way, Georgetown's never good either.
We have to break because we have a guest coming into the studio. This is not the time for that.
Well, it happened. Yeah, and that's your fault.
Not the time for good radio?
No, it's not, Don. It's not the time for good radio.
Well, jump into spring at Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle and take advantage of special lease and finance offers on CE and GLC class vehicles. American Express cardholders can take advantage of additional incentives on most models. Choose from sedans or SUVs, gas or electric. They've got a car for everyone. Visit the showroom or start the process online at mbnewrochelle.com. Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, proud member of the Pepe Auto Group, the name you've trusted since 1968.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.